Yes, Mr. Lakerson.
Well, Emma, look at you.
What can tell me?
I thought that when you were up and asked her for a date, I thought she'd give you one if she loved you.
Yeah, but you heard me call her. She told me that you had a date.
Well, Amos, gals is funny, you know.
Well, what must I do, Andy?
There ain't nothing you can do. You done asked her for the date, and she told you she had one. Forget about her.
Andy, it just seemed like everything go wrong with me. I ain't never had nobody that I love as much as I do Ruby. Then when I think that everything going along all right, I find out she got a date with somebody else.
You's just jealous because Earl Dixon's been over there. That's all the trouble with you is.
Well, I can't help but be jealous, Andy.
She ain't sent you back the engagement ring again, is she?
No, but whenever I see the mailman come round, I'm scared to look at it.
Let me turn this thing over in my mind and see if I can't figure out the situation.
Well, Andy, it ain't nothing you can do.
Tell you what you do, Amos. Wait here till I go down to the cigar store and get a cigar. I can talk better when I'm smoking. I'll be back here in about 3 or 4 minutes.
All right, you go ahead. I'll wait here. Don't be gone long, though, Andy.
I'll be back in 2-3 minutes. You just sit here, and I'll see you when I get back.
All right. Mm-mm. I ain't never felt like this before. I don't know what to do. I believe I'll call on the telephone. Yeah, that's just what I'm going to do. I'm going to dial that number. Mm-mm. I'm crazy about that gal. I don't know what to tell her though when I get her. Yeah, here comes Earl Dixon now. I better hang up this telephone till he get away. That's the thing I'm going to do right now.
Well, hello, Amos. How was tricks, kid?
Oh, everything about the same.
How's business with the Fresh Air Taxi Cab Company?
Oh, business is all right.
Say, buddy, I want to have a little talk with you, and I don't want to be over here talking to you when Andy comes in. So, come on, go across the street. Come on over to my place, and we'll have a little talk.
Oh, I can't go over there. I ain't got no time to go over there.
What's the matter with you today, Amos? Are you mad about something?
No, I ain't mad. I just don't feel good, that's all. I kind of got the headache or something.
Well, let me tell you. I was hanging around the drugstore today. Somebody said you didn't like the idea of me being over at Ruby Taylor's house the other night.
Well, what do you mean?
You remember the other night when you had that date with Ruby? And before you got there, I happened to be passing her house. I saw her sitting on the front porch, so I went up.
Mm-hmm.
And after I got there, you come by. You remember the night?
I remember the night, all right.
Well, they tell me that you didn't like it.
Well, to tell you the truth, I wasn't crazy about it.
Well, listen, buddy. Me and you have been pretty good friends, but I just want to tip you off. I go where I want to, when I want to, and it ain't nobody's business.
I hear you.
I just want to tip you off that if I want to go over to see Ruby, I'll go over there.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tip you off, too, while you doing all this here tipping mess down here. Let me tip you off.
What do you mean?
That's what I'm going to explain to you. When I have a date over there, I don't want you messing around over there. You hear what I say?
You ain't trying to tell me what I'm supposed to do, are you?
I don't care what you do, but I'm just telling you what not to do. That's the main thing that I'm explaining to you right now. I'm just telling you what not to do. Now just listen to that, will you?
Yeah, well, say, listen. Let me tell you something now.
Well, wait a minute. Go ahead now. Just calm down. I ain't running nowhere. Don't go so fast. Now, just wait a minute.